Northern Districts beat defending HRV Cup champions Otago in the final in Hamilton to be crowned champions for the first time in their history. Daryl Mitchell and Scott Cuddeline put on 33 and just 15 balls to take the Knights over the line with an over to spare. The former finished on 46 off 42 balls, the latter smashing a brace of sixes and on 22 off just 7. BJ Watling had early helped them recover from an early Jason Holland double strike, making a calm 37 off 30 balls. The Volts had mustered 143 for 5 after choosing to bat, as Neil Boone made 44 off 38 deliveries at the top of the order. Ryan Tenderscar then provided some mid-innings impetus with 36 off 24 balls. Anton Debcic, Cuddeline, Scott Stires and Ish Soddy each picked up a wicket. In the Big Bash League, Sydney Sixers defended 151 to end Melbourne Renegades' semi-final hopes. The Renegades needed 17 off the final over, but could manage just 14, despite hitting a 6 off the final ball. Three runouts didn't help matters, as they ended on 149 for 5, with Michael Hill and Dwayne Bravo each passing 30. The Sixers had earlier posted 151 for 6, as Moses Enriquez hit 55 of 39 balls, and was supported by a contribution of 25 and 30 not out from Steve Smith and Marcus North. Brisbane Heat trounced Adelaide Strikers in a low-scoring contest. The Heat were held to 129 for 7 from their 20 overs, despite Craig Kiesbett hitting 51, as Sean Tate, Michael Neese and Johan Botha each took a brace of wickets. The Strikers were then bowled out for just 97, as Cameron Gannon helped mop up the innings by taking 3 wickets, after Ryan Harris, Daniel Vittori and James Hopes had each struck twice. National Bank up to second in Pakistan's President's One Day Cup table, the thrashing Pakistan Television. Wahab Riaz had a match to remember. He plundered 77 off 67 balls number 8, to help National Bank recover from 125 for 7 to make 228. He then returned astonishing figures of 5 overs with 5 maidens to help build pressure on television as they were bowled out for 142. Hamad Azam and Raza Hassan each took 3 wickets. The remainder of the round's matches take place tomorrow. The first day of the Ranji Trophy semi-final in Mohali between Punjab and Karnataka was abandoned without a ball bowled due to rain. Meanwhile, Bengal was scheduled just 114 by Maharashtra as Samad Fala returned figures of 7-58. Opener Arindam Dosh top score was just 37, while Ridhiman Saha made 29. Maharashtra then closed in reply on 164 for 4, and Ankit Bourne beat on 37 to contribute from Chirag Khurana and Kedar Yadav. Border triumphed by a single wicket over KwaZulu-Natal inland in South Africa's provincial three-day competition. Tabrez Shamsi did take 6 for 48, but Border's last wicket pair scored the final 20 runs for victory. Shamsi had earlier taken 5-52 in the Border first innings total of 218, before KwaZulu-Natal inland fought back in their poor first innings, thanks to half-century Imran Khan and Shane Berger, set Border their tricky last-day target. And after the first two matches in the Bangladesh Cricket League ended in draws, Central Zone were dismissed to 165 on day one of the second round by South Zone. Spinners Sahak Ghazi and Abdulrazak shared 7 wickets, while Rubal Hussain chipped in with 2 for 33. South Zone then also struggled in their reply, despite Milton Ali hitting 7 sixes, doing 89 ball 88. Marmadullah took 5 wickets with his off breaks, so they reached stumps on 196 for 7. A Mominal Hacker hit a fluent 94, Alok Kapali a more steadfast unbeaten 52, as East Zone closed on 261 for 8 against North Zone. Left arm spinner Tajul Islam ended with figures of 7 for 67. Mominal added 93 with Rajan Saleh for the third wicket, for Kapali prevented a middle order collapse.